Greetings. I'm Joel of Harp City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, where we're sampling the Psalms. Satisfaction. Everyone is searching for satisfaction. Mick Jagger, he made a fortune because he couldn't get no satisfaction. So where are you seeking satisfaction? In a mate? A job? A car? Perhaps a home you're saving for? Something advertised that promised customer satisfaction? Or perhaps you've been attacked and dishonored, and you desire satisfaction. That is where David is in Psalm 17, when he cries out to God, "Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right." David's in a situation where he's being targeted and he's entirely innocent. Ever found yourself the victim of injustice? Perhaps someone hurt you in order to get what they wanted? Maybe you were simply unwilling to approve something you knew was wrong, and when you didn't, you were wrongly accused. Many Christians are being accused of being unloving today because they won't approve what the Bible and the church for 2,000 years has said is wrong. Jesus said the world would hate us, but knowing that doesn't make it easy. So we cry out with David in verse 7, "Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me." My friend, you can call out knowing that you are very precious to God. You can say to God, "Keep me as the apple of your eye." What a touching expression. What does it mean to be kept as the apple of God's eye? It means that if you could look deeply into the eye of God, you know what you'd find there? Your reflection. You would see yourself in the center of the pupil of God's eye, because he's keeping his eye on you and not turning away, never blinking. More, the pupil of the eye is the part of the body we protect most. And protection is in order, as the next several verses describe wicked people who surround like wild animals, waiting to pounce and destroy, to which David calls out again in verse 14, "By your hand save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world, whose reward is in this life." We're surrounded by folks whose reward is only here, who are seeking satisfaction only in this world. Is that you, my friend? What on this earth do you believe will bring you true satisfaction? Do you really think that this life is truly living? My dear friend, it is not here. This life is really nothing. And I say that even if you had a good job, with countless joys, a wonderful childhood, great family, a satisfying career, great vacations, you've seen the world and experienced it all. I say that if you've had the worst possible go of it. Your life has been bad, one of pain, abandonment, non-stop struggle. Either way, however glorious the good or however intense the bad, it will one day be all shown to be as nothing. At that moment, you experience that very first second of heaven, which is where Psalm 17 ends. Listen to verse 15. "As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." This here is true satisfaction, seeing God's face. All our hurts, concerns, all our desires we're so fixated on while in this world will be but a hazy dream as we awake to find ourselves seeing God's face. We will be awakened to true satisfaction on a level we could never have dreamed or imagined. When I awake, I'll be satisfied with seeing your likeness. That's amazing. We would have no reason to believe we would even have right to this, to enter heaven and to awaken to see God face to face. But the Bible says it's so. Maybe you're thinking, "Joel, what will God's face look like? How will I know it's him?" All I can say is that you will know. You will recognize him. Because his His face is the kindest, most loving, most gentle, most wonderful face ever. And the moment you see His face, you'll see your reflection in His loving eyes, and you will be fully satisfied as you begin the full enjoying of Him to all eternity. And you'll know that you belong in heaven when you see your reflection, because in your reflection, on that day, you will see Jesus Christ, the original apple of God's eye, who once had His Father turn His face away as He dealt with all our sin and shame on the cross. Also, the Father's countenance could begin to shine on you. I hope you take Psalm 17, verse 15 in your palm and roll it around like a pearl all day. And I look forward to looking at Psalm 18 with you tomorrow. Remember who you are and who you belong to.